Good morning, gentlemen. So yesterday we saw what I call a seemingly simple halacha of yain is poter she'amashkim, when you drink wine, the beracha of borei pri hagefen, and drinking the wine includes all other drinks, so you don't have to say she'alkol on other drinks. We saw yesterday, I like making things a little more complicated always. We saw that really was a machloket bishonim. The Tosafot and the Rambam actually don't hold like that. And the other Rishonim, the majority of Rishonim, that hold like this. Okay, now I'm going to make it a little bit more complicated. Again, seemingly a simple halakha really is very, very complex. So I'm going to make it a drop more complicated. There are four more shittot that disagree with the simple way how we do things. The first shita is Tanya Rabati. He holds, not at all. We misunderstood the whole Gemara. When is it that Yain poter kol mine mashkim? He says like this. Davka kesheirvam yachad im hayayin. What he meant is when in the cup of wine you put another drink, or sometimes they make sangria. You know sangria? So there's juice, other juice in there because the fruit oozes some liquids out. So now you have, okay, so the ikar is the yain. And it's like if you have a plate with several things, but you eat them together, so you make one beracha. The tafel is batel to the ikar. That's what it means. Aval im shata shiar mashkim mibalade hayayin en hayayin potratan. If you drink a cup of Coke, why is the yain being yotze this? See, he holds different than what we do. Another shita. The rokeach, another rishon. He says, אין היין פותר משקים, אלא מברכה אחרונה, אבל לא מברכה ראשונה. The Rokeach Shita is very interesting. He says it's only for ברכה אחרונה that we're having this discussion. ברכה ראשונה? You have to do a lot of ברכה ראשונה? Each one has a different ברכה. Go for it. I mean, it's a complicated Shita. Here again, you see it's not פשוט. Another Shita, the Mordechi. Mordechi is also a ראשון. He says, "Davka kesheayu amashkim lefanav b'shaat bidkat hayayin potratam." Only if when you do the kiddush or whatever you do the borei pri hagefen, you have the other drinks in front of you. But if they're not in front of you, later on you bring a cup of Coke. How is that going to be included in the yain? It's not like the bread. A fourth shita, the Maharam, Maharam Rabbi Meir Mirotenburg, he's also the rabbi of the Rosh, and he says, it's only back then. Back then there was this concept of kivi'ah al hayayin. If you learned Masechet Berachot, you'll remember that there's a hava amina in the Gemara that you say borei pri hagefen, it works like bread. And really, maybe he says that's the connection here. Yain works like bread, but why? Let's put it in context. People would have kivi'ut al hayayin. Maybe in France they still do that. I don't know. You have to ask a French guy. I don't know. It depends. If they're going to win the World Cup on Sunday, we could start instituting things around. If Argentina wins, they're going to drink mate. If we win, we're going to drink wine. So if you do wine, wine is kivi'ut al hayayin, which means there's, like in England, they have tea time. Tea time is 5 p.m., is that right? Yeah. 4:30. Depends in the north or in the south, right, Mr. Manchester? Please, don't interrupt me, okay? Tea time is a moment, it's for tea. You got it, right? Tea time. All right. Well, there's wine, a moment where wine, we sit down to drink wine. Oh, you drink wine. That's like, there's a kivi'ut makom. We sit down, there's wine time. We sit down, we have wine. Some people, they have wine and cheese. You know, they do that. Okay, fine. It's not common in our circles. The Maharam Mirotenburg already says it's not the way we do things in general. You have, it's more like in a casual way. You drank wine. Does that include the, well, it's miraculous? Just you drank wine, you said borei pri hagefen, that's it. All the drinks you're going to have now are batel to this. Why is that? It's miraculous formula? No. Go back to the context, says the Maharam Mirotenburg. It's because people were sitting down and they were kovea al hayayin. The ikar was the yain. And then the guy drinks a little coffee at the end. Okay, that's batel to the yain. Because now the yain, it's like the bread of the food. But it has to be like that. That the bread is the ikar, the food comes to accompany the bread. That's the whole idea of the bread story. So the same idea with the yayin. It's not a miraculous formula. You said those words, oh, that's it. You don't have to say shakur niyabidvaru. No. So the Maharam in Tenburg also has a strong shita. You have four or five shitot already. You have four more shitot telling you that the way we do it, it shouldn't be working. But it's interesting at the end, Chacham Avadia, because of all of that, he says, you know why really we don't say shakur niyabidvaru on drinks? Because safek berachot lehakel. Because it's a safek in halacha. At the end of the day, it's mashma from the tur and the Shulchan Aruch, more like we do. It's a huge safek. It's a huge safek in Rishonim. You have five different shitot going in a totally different direction. So now you think a simple halacha, like, oh, you did on wine, you're going to drink the thing, you don't say the beracha. No. It's only because safek berachot leakel. Because at the end, when you see all these safekot, it wouldn't be so pashut. All right, bechavot.